Even though you have a population, they have government, they have languages, they have customs and traditions, cultures. The thing they do not have is a country of their own. The land that every one of them inhabits belongs to other nations. And today we're fighting a big issue, and it is these land claims. And today we have put a motion before the Supreme Court to put a motion, we are pushing our motion towards the Supreme Court of the United States and to the Supreme Court of Canada, is that we're answering a question that was posed by Justice Clarence Thomas of the U.S. Supreme Court. He put the question before everyone. He says, in his time as involved in being a judge, he has never, and he has ruled against Native people in land claims or in disputes. And now he questions how the United States assumes that they have jurisdiction and sovereignty over the indigenous people. That in all of his research, he has not found a single shred of evidence to support that the Native people have ever relinquished sovereignty. He has not found a single shred of evidence to support that the indigenous people have ever relinquished title to the lands. He says that he knows that there are tribal councils who have done this, but that, as far as he's concerned, they don't count because they are not the legitimate title holders and they are not the nations. And so that question was put out, and we have moved to answer that question. So our motion, we have been trying to get into the Supreme Court in both Canada and the U.S., and both governments have done everything. The bureaucrats have done everything possible to prevent us to be able to address the question in the Supreme Court. And we want this to be dealt with by the rule of law, by the Constitution of the United States, Constitution of Canada. We want it addressed because it also has to be based on the rule of law of international law. And we are familiar with all of these laws, all of these constitutions, and that we know that if the United States or Canada's Supreme Court deals with this issue by the rule of law, there is only one answer that they can come up with. And that's the truth. That's if they followed the rule of law. Because the Supreme Courts have often ruled, but not on the rule of law. And so we are going to make it our business to see to it that we will reach that level. Because it is very important that there are many things going to happen that is going to affect every one of you as well as us. You see, there's a lot of our land that has not been developed in according to the powers that be. So the United States especially has gone all over the world and raped and exploited everyone and everything that they could, just about exhausting resources in all parts of the world. And now the United States is looking at Canada. The United States has every intention of annexing Canada to become part of their jurisdiction. In fact, they are going to expand the International Seaway here, right by Montreal. It's going to go right to Kahnawake. It's going to go to Wakwizatne. It's going to go all the way to the Great Lakes. So they can bring those big oil tankers through. You see, there's a lot of oil in Indian country today. A lot of uranium and other precious metals, other precious minerals. Saudi Arabia is estimated to have 274 trillion barrels of oil. That's what they say Saudi Arabia is estimated to have. Just in northern Saskatchewan, in what they call the oil sands, it has been estimated that there are over 300 trillion barrels of oil. And that's just a small example of what they're going for. And this is why Canada and the United States both are trying to push the so-called leaders into settling these land claims so that they could have this absolute sovereignty, that they could claim that they have every right, and that we that for them to be able to say that we have relinquished our claim, our titles to the land. And that when we do all these, we supposedly do all this, and then they can impose their taxing, they can impose everything upon us like they do to the rest of the people in this country. And we will be a homeless people as indigenous people. And we will be refugees in our own country. There's a lot of things to talk about. But this is not just something that we have to talk about because it only affects us. It affects everybody. And the thing is, they don't care where you come from. If you come from this land or you come from the land across the ocean, they look at all of us the same way because we are not part of the 3%. And it's the 3% that rapes and uses the 95% of the world's wealth. And the rest of us, the 97%, we have to scratch and claw each other to enjoy that 5%. And so there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to think about. And I'm very happy that the people here have organized this gathering. I'm very glad to hear the speakers that have come and the things that they've talked about, because it makes me feel good to know that it's not only us as the Ungwahungwe, the indigenous people here, that are concerned about these things. In fact, I'm very glad that I'm able to learn so much just by coming here. So I thank you all. Nyaw Kuo.